the chair of the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority, Mr. Mark Sanbo. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, the EDA had a meeting yesterday and
yes.
A couple of things. So first of all, let's talk about no more lawsuit.
It never did get to a lawsuit. It got to a discussion about you owe us this, and we say no, we don't owe you that. And last night we voted to settle that agreement over the next 3 years. We'll be giving them a payment for the next 3 years.
And this is SEH. These are the
SEH. Yes, they did some work for us in the Cedar Grove Business Park above where we were having the plan for our low income housing. They did a plat area plan, and the situation was basically we would pay them when the lots were sold. Well, the land trust pulled out, and we didn't sell any lots, and they wanted their money, and we said, you know, well, we'll pay you when the lots are sold. Well, we're not selling any
lots.
So we ended up now having to do a lump sum payment over the next 3 years. So.
And, okay, well, housing was on the issue, and we've got a couple of housing things. Let's first go down to Tofty and talk about the senior housing situation down there, because they've been working pretty hard on that, and it's been kind of in and out, has it not?
Right, it has, and last night, we voted last night to proceed. It looks like the funding can come from the IRRRB and from other resources. Tofty and Schroeder and Lutzen have kind of band together and said, we want to provide senior housing for the seniors in our area, and it's going to be located on the Birch Grove site, the Birch Grove School site, where a couple of different ideas were to have condominiums built behind it. There's a lot behind there, or even the possibility of going two stories on the Birch Grove so they could save water, sewer, and heating. So we'll see where that all goes, but at the present time, there's no final set plan, but it's in the works.
And speaking of no final set plans, last month we talked about the offer from AEOA for a housing development in the Cedar Grove Park.
Correct.
And where did we stand on that?
Well, basically, we have agreed to have further discussion with the AEOA. There's nothing in place at the present time, nothing finalized, but it's the AEOA has kind of been non-existent in Cook County for a long time, and now they're starting to get back into it. They want to, you know, because we're doing a lot of good things in Cook County with our housing development coordinator, Nancy Grabko, and I think the AEOA is kind of jumping on that bandwagon, too, saying, oh, there's some things we can do in Cook County as well. So we're exploring it. There's still a whole lot of negotiating to do. They want us to give them a lot and one of our better lots. And, you know, at first blush, it doesn't look too bad, but you know, giving away something that you own, not getting anything else in return for it, is kind of a little bit difficult.
So we'll wait and see where that goes.
Yeah.
It's in the very beginning stages.
In very beginning stages. And, you know, we said we're going to look at it and we're going to see where it goes, and we're going to try the best we can to, you know, we want to have Nancy Grabko involved because she's our housing coordinator, too. So.
Okay, before I let you go, anything new down at the golf course? Is the grass growing?
Grass is growing. Actually, the golf course came through the winter in pretty good shape.
Yeah, unlike the Grand Marais golf
course. Oh man, yeah. I have to play today up at the Grand Marais golf course in Gunflint Hills, and the greens were really in rough shape last week. So hopefully today's weather should really help. You know, watering and hot weather. I'm not sure if this is called hot weather, but that sure does help grass to grow.
Okay, but things are going down. Any idea on when the irrigation system is going to be?
Keeping our fingers crossed, we think they're going to start. I'll say, keeping our fingers crossed, July is when they're going to start the reconstruction of the river, River 9. And the pipeline that goes, you know, that they're going to be putting in for the ski hill, we'll be tapping off of that for our irrigation system. So hopefully all of that will come into fruition this summer sometime.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed if we ever get summer.
If we ever. Well, usually summer is here about August 3rd.
Somebody
and then
told
it's over August 4th.
Yeah, somebody told me there's two seasons. When he moved up here, he retired, he says somebody told him there are two seasons in Cook County, winter and August.
there's not much else going on.
Well, but, I know you're a golfer, so we'll...
I go out and I hit that little white ball.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd call it golf.
But. Okay, well, we'll check on your game next time we meet, okay?
I'll tell you exactly how good I did.
Okay, that's a promise.
Yeah, all right.
Transparency in local government. Thank you, sir. We've been talking with Mark Sambo. He chairs the Cook County EDA.
Thanks, Jay.